शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपमतस्याग्रजूरिपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासं प्राप्तो जस्य प्रतितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकात्तरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके
By millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami. And again, millions of Dandat Pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. My Dandot Pranam to all Vaishnava and my heartly blessings to my dear sons and daughters. I want that now you should come with me in Nandagaon, Brajan. Krishna has sent Uddhav. And Uddhav came on a golden chariot. And so he came on a golden chariot. He came in darkness, so in that night anyone could not see. But when in the morning, discussing with Nanda Baba, and in the morning Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mother both began to roll on the earth and faint like. He tried whole night to console them. But his separation mood began to be more high and more high. So he could not help them. Now in the morning, he came on Krishkunda, very nearer to Nandagaon. Now that kund is called Krishna Kunda. He took his bath. In the meantime, he did also his anhi. A person, a devotee like Uddhav, Siddha Bhakta, he does three times anhi. So you must try to follow. If you will not chant your and meditate your Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri and others, Gopal Mantra and others that Guru has given, then how a relation with Krishna will come? And you cannot progress. It is short. So, you should also try to do. Even Krishna does it. Ramachandra does. All other Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 3 times. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 3 times. Oh, taking bath and he does. So, don't forget this. Don't be, otherwise you will be more weak. So he did. And when he finished it, now sun was about to come. Na? Bhagavati, utite surje nandadvari brajaukasa, deshta ratham satapaubham, kasyamiti cha abhruvan. The Brajavasi, especially the gopi, were each other talking and discussing. Oh, this very golden chariot is here. Who brought it? Very dangerous. We saw that this golden rath chariot on which Akrur came and took away from our herd Krishna and Baldev. But now they have taken them and they are in Mathura. We heard that Kansi is also killed. So perhaps this rath has, this chariot has come. That after, in Indian Vedic theory, if anyone dies, after 12 days or 13 days, they make some sanskar and some what? Offering is given. What? What offering? So, that we call Okaki Bolere? Pindadan. In India we do Pindadan. Especially in Gaya, Mahaprabhu went to give Pinda. Pinda means some or round thing of made by rice or anything, so many things, and it is given to the soul who has left this body. Perhaps this is 12th day today, and they want to give some pindadan for Kans, for the Pret of Kans. Pret, you know? That he has, no. Who has left this body? That is called Pret. And now he saw that in Mathura he cannot manage for that pindar. They have come to this Braja. And they know that without Krishna, all gop and gopis will die. So it is very easy to take their hearts from here and to give pindadam for Kans prey. Perhaps it has. Oh, not only for this, another Sakhi told. You know, now Krishna has gone to Mathura and he has become the king of Mathura. Now he is not cowherd boy, not grazing cows. Now he is king. And he has sent this golden chariot. And on that golden chariot, his messenger or his dude, messenger, he has sent. Why? It thinks that he has given a message that, O Mother Yashode, O Brajavasigan, don't think that I am still cowherd boy. I am not Gwalbal. Here, no, I am not grazing any cows like servants. Now I am the king and monarch of whole Mathura Puri. And that is why he has sent for her mother and father and others. Oh, see how now I am wealthy and my even chariot is of gold. So that any low class of messenger or anyone, I can send on golden chariot. Only to show his appearance to all. O thought things that, I've done very wrong. Very, very wrong. I've come to console them, but I have come on golden chariot. I've done wrong. Earth, you should be divided into two. I want to go inside. Why I came? At that time I could not thought. So, now what to do? Anyhow, repenting, he came to that forest, Kadamba Kiyari or Uddhav Kiyari. Kadamba Kiyari, it means the row of thousands and millions of Kadamba tree. Afterward, Uddhav came here and he heard the song of gopis, lamenting, sometimes chastising Krishna, sometimes so many things. Telling him dhurta and other things. Cheater, brag. So, after that, it was called Uddhav Kiyari too. So, when he came, so many gopis outside, somewhat in the border of that forest, they were each other discussing. Tang Bhiksha Krishna Nucharam Brajastriya Pralamba Bahu Navakunjalo Charam Pitambaram Pushpamalinam Lasat Mukhara Bindam Madi Mrishta Kundam. All the gopis saw a servant of Krishna, perhaps messenger, he is coming. How he is? Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Kanjalochanam, I like lotus. Pralambabahu, this hand, so long. Pitambaram, he had dressed by Pitambarna, yellow cloth. Pushkar Malina, of fake Banamala. Lasat Mukharabindam, Bari Mishtu Kundal. Kundal is there. Very beautiful. It seems that he is second Krishna. But I told that Prem has also some Marchada. Even gopis, when they are met in separation mood, if they see Tamal Briksha, Tamal tree, they embrace, Krishna is here, laughing, joking, with that. They think that, oh, Krishna is here. Embracing too. When they see clouds or the darkness they see, then they embrace him. And began to laugh and joke and do so many things. But here, Uddhava, like Krishna, Krishna has given his own Pitambar and one own his Banmala. So scent of Krishna body of fiery fragrant. Coming from the Banmala and Pitambar, a special kind of fragrant was called. And also Krishna has given him Pitambar and other things also, Banmala and this fragrant was coming. So gopis are telling, who is he? And why he is coming here? Oh, it seems that he may be any messenger of Krishna. Anucharan, he may be any das, servant of Krishna. Second, Sakhi tells, how you knew? And Uddhava is here. That Sakhi told, Sakhi, you know? Sakhi told that. Eyes can give
cheetahs,
but nose cannot cheat us. Nose cannot smell the fragrant of Krishna body. Even in his Pitambar, his Murali, his Banamala, anything of Krishna, it is scented by the fragrance of Krishna. More fragrant than Beli, Chameli, Jui and other flowers. So, our this nose. Oh, taking the scent, fragrance of Krishna body. Oh, Sakhi. Oh, he is Shyam. Shyam, you know, black. He is Shyam but not Shyam. He is black but not that black Krishna. So, who is he? Oh, it must be the servant of Krishna. And he has seen. But any other? Sakhi began to tell. Oh, Sakhi, you know, he has sent this messenger, but for what purpose? Why he is coming to us? You should tell that he should go to Nanda Bhavan. No purpose here. Because there is blood relation with son. So Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they have blood relation with Krishna. We are not in blood relation. If a son, even he doing something against his father and mother, he may be far away, but blood relation will not go. It is forever, up to whole life. Anyone cannot change. But we have no relation with Krishna from beginning. He admitted that, and we admitted that, oh, there is some relation. But if Krishna has forget and given, oh, then we also have given it. So our relation was not of blood relation. So why he is coming here? He should go to Mother Yashoda to console them. We are not of Krishna, Krishna is not ours. So he should go to Mother Yashoda. Anatha go braje tasya smaraniyam na chakshmai. Otherwise we have not seeing any reason that he is coming to us. Snehanu bandho bandhunam munirapi sutra. If anyone be muni, even renounce order, taking sannyas even, but when he will remember her, his mother, mother will remember him, that both relation will come there. A mother is sitting here and his son is sitting 1,000 miles there, but when the taranga, you know, wet from her heart, mother's heart, will develop, then it will reach where the sun is. And if sun is remembering too much to mother and beloved, for beloved, that current will come and touch, and they both will realize. But we have not so relations. ये तो एक संबंध मानो तो था, नहीं तो नहीं था. क्या जी? यू कैन हैव टू हेल्प मी.
दिस वॉज अ रिलेशन ओनली इफ वी वुड एक्सेप्ट इट, अदरवाइज इट वॉज नॉट अ रिलेशन.
अंडरस्टैंड? दे वर टेलिंग बट हार्ट मेल्टिंग. Oh, eyes full of tears, like a river coming. Uddhav was hearing all these things. One gopi told Uddhav, Anneshu artha krita maitri javadartha vidimbanam pumbhi streshu krita jarvat sumanas sriyosakpate. Uddhav, we want to have some question to you. Can you answer? You should answer. A love and affection which is selfless, pure, no? Then it never what?
Breaks.
Never. And I think that Krishna love was without selfless. नो स्वार्थ का गंध भी नहीं.
It did not have even smell of any selfishness.
And we also too. Oh, selfless, very pure prem was. We never wanted anything from Krishna. And Krishna never. He always wanted to please us. And we wanted to please Krishna. But Uddhav, can you tell why this love and affection pure is now
broken?
Can you tell? Uddhav was doing like this. What to answer? He could not answer this question. I think that without Gopi anyone cannot answer. This question is very high. Those who have pure love, they can realize all these things. Uddhav, why you are not speaking, answering? Oh, we are answering something, you should know. But there are two kinds of love and affection. One, so pure, more than gold, and other is selfish love. Take an selfish love, like Nishva Tejanti Ganika Akalpam Nipati Praja. For example, you can see, prostitutes. they outwardly, externally they show so much love and affection for any wealthy person. He may be black, he may be very ugly, but if he is wealthy, then what they do? Oh, they show very much love and affection, as if more than pure. And when they take all the wealth of that person, wealthy person, at once they give up. No, the Buddha was not telling anything, even not moving his like this, only hearing and hearing. Or second example, akalpam nipatim praja. Subject, you know, praja. When a king becomes poor and he is taken from his throne, then subjects don't give any respect to that. They become against. They never look after his king, that king. The king may be so high class of prajaranjan, always doing so much things for our subjects, like Ram. Maharaj Ram was doing so many things for his subjects. But what became? All were telling that why Ram has kept Sita. He was 10 months in the house of Ramana. Why he has kept? So many doubts. And if for has given himself Sita, that he is pure. And father Dasarath came and told that she is pure. Agni told that it is pure, she is pure. All the demigods came, Valmiki and others, oh, Sita is pure, you should accept Sita. But any one of Ajodhya was there present, who can see, and now he can give Sakshi, witness that Sita is pure. Why Rami is hiding? For future, all the subjects will follow Ram, and even a characterless wife, oh, they will not care for this and they will keep. Very bad thing. Very bad. Ram is thinking, what they are telling? I'm doing everything. I'm giving life and soul for them. But they are accusing me. They have no belief on me. What Sita offense has done? What she has done? They are like foolish persons. I will not follow their but I will not give up Sita. So here, Adhita Vidya, Acharyam, Ritvijam, O Datta Dakshir. If a boy has gone to Gurukul and he has achieved all kinds of learning, and then this is finished, his school life, then he gives something, donation to Gurudev, Guru Dakshina. And when he returns to his home, no relation with that Guru. Never remembers that Guru. All these love and affections are external, no real. Khaga vidphalam. So many birds taking shelter in a beautiful forest where there are so many fruits to take, and for said, oh, very green, everything is there. And water is there. And they live very happily in that forest. But if any fire comes and burns all trees and forests. Then what becomes? Oh, they go to other forests. So this love and affection for forest of the birds is also selfish. Bhuktva cha atithyo. Anyone? Oh, bhikshang dehi. Bhikshang dehi. Any poor person goes to any door begging something and telling something. Upadesh shiksha.
Instruction
to them. But when grihastha,
householder
or householdress, they give donation, for 1 minute he will not be stopped there to say any instruction. At once he will give up. This was only for, love and affection was only for donation. Uddhav, you know that prostitutes, any person, wealthy person, went there and he gets so much money to prostitute and he passed whole night there. And when he tested that sense gratification, then he returned back to home. Never sees back for that lady. So the iti gopyo hi govinde gat vark kaya manusa krishna dute brajam jate uddhave tyakta laukika. So gopis are lamenting and weeping. Uddhava is saying, he is also weeping, but he cannot answer anything. Gayanta priya karma, or gopis, lamenting. And they were glorifying Krishna. The attributes, qualities of Krishna. How beautiful is he? How merciful he is. He has protected us from Indra Vajra.
Thunderbolt.
He took Giriraj Govardhanam for 7 days for us to satisfy and to
protect
and to give pleasure. Krishna always was there. He told so many sweet katha to us. Oh gopis, you are most beloved. I cannot repay you in thousand and thousand of lives. You are my soul and heart. But now where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So gopis were remembering Krishna, sweet pastime of young age and kishore age. Balya Leela and Kishore Leela. Especially they were remembering Rash Leela, Chuda Chakravarti, Leela Chakravarti. Kya hoga?
Crown
Jewel
of
all
pastimes. So, 35 minutes.
One gopi. Then gopis took that Uddhav. Come on. You can see. Or most Priya Sakhi, how she is. Uddhav went and he saw that any golden statue, very lean and thin, lying on pavement. Even the lotus flowers, very cold and fragrant. It was given on his bed, but they became dry. Chandan. Chandan means? Very cold. But even it was dry. Udhar saw. Whether she is dead or alive. A very, what, breathing was coming. Any gopi took any cotton, very soft, and he gave it here. She saw and felt that, oh, some breathing is coming. But she will die at once. Anyone cannot change. And that very gopi, lying and down in his mind, she is seeing that, oh, Krishna cannot be without any lady. Without lady he cannot be. So, now he is Mathura. And that gopi, that is Radhika, lie down. What doing? Priyasangamam. Dhyantim Krishna Sangha. Oh Krishna, that black cheater, he cheated us. He's black inside and outside. Now he is in Mathura. And he is with so many Jadav Patni, the wives of Jadavas. Very pitiful Ramani is there. Ramani means ladies. And she became very anger. And then he saw a black piece there.
Bumblebee.
And by naturally, oh, he thought that fragrance is coming from this lotus flower. Lotus flower means the feet of Srimati Radhika. Like lotus, very reddish, fragrant, and very soft. He thought that, oh, it is not a feet, but it is
lotus
flower. I should sit and take honey from that. And he was, what doing? And she was very angry. And then what became? What telling? Oh, that Krishna Das. Kirtan karbe. Er moton ekta kuch.
Udho mandro malena sambina.
Hamare ब्रज के रखवाले कन्हैया राधिका
Bye.
Meditating what? And remembering. Oh, the lap is in Mathura. Dupo of honey, Madhupo, Madhupuri. What is the meaning of Madhupuri? Madhu means nectar. But here what? Alcohol like. Like wine. By taking madhu, it gives so much what? It makes mad. More than alcohol. So madhu. Kitava bandho. You are cheater of cheater. You are friend of any cheater. Kitava bandho. Don't touch my fingers. Feet. Go away from here. You are impure. Why you have come here? At once you should go from here. Don't touch. Otherwise I will be also impure. Madhuva kitava bandho. Mash pishangri shapatna. Kucha bilalita mala. Kum kumosh barshu bhirna. Bhat madhupati tang manini nam prasad. Yadu sadasi bidambam. Just tooth. Can you? Aranya Maharaj? Yes. Very brief of all this.
Om Jnana Chandrasa Jnana Nasrakya Chakshu
very brief. Because I will have to explain so many things. And I will have to finish today. Because we have no time.
She said, oh, you don't touch me. Why? Because you are impure. You have been drinking. Because you have come from that place, Madhupuri, where Krishna's opened one wine shop. And all are taking intoxication there. And I know that you have come from there, and you've come with to give a message to me. And the bee was humming around. Radhika can hear only by bhav karna, the ears of emotion, as if the bee is speaking to her. Oh, beloved of Krishna, don't call me the beloved of Krishna. I am not Krishna's beloved. You should take back your words at once. You should go away from here. You don't know how to pacify a beloved who is in mind. Why? You are so drunk. You've come here to give a message to me from Krishna to say that Krishna loves me so much. But how have you come? You are so drunk you cannot realize. I know that Krishna is wearing a garland of flowers. And when he's embracing a sweet young girl of Mathura, at that time her breast is crushing his garland and the kumkum from her body is smeared on those flowers. And then you have come, you sat on that garland of Krishna, and now with the kumkum from the breast of his new beloved all over your face, you have come here to say, oh, Radhika, Krishna loves you so much. You don't know how to pass by anyone. You are so drunk, you don't realize this fact. At once you should return to Mathura. You are wasting your time here. Because I know that Krishna, he has to spend so much time going from one beloved to another and trying to pacify them. They ask him, where have you been? Because Krishna is also like that. coming with the kumkum from on his body from someone else. So then you should go there, because Krishna is having a very hard time persuading each of the girls of Mathura that he loves them more than anyone else. So instead of coming here with a message for me and trying to pacify me, you should go there where Krishna needs your help so much. You should go there, because if they become angry with Krishna, you know, the people of Mathura, they're not gopis like us. We are very simple villagers. But there, they are Kshatriyas. They will tell their brothers and their fathers, and they may come with swords, and they will punish Krishna for his bad behavior. So Yadu Sadasi Vidamyam Yasjadustam Tas Tarikdrik. You should go there. You know, we know Krishna's nature very well. Sakadadara Sudam Sam Mohinim Payaitva Sumanasamiva Satyas Tatades Mambhavadrik. Paricharati katam tat padabhavna nupadma hyapibhatarita cheta uttama sloka jalpai. You know that Krishna, his nature is just like you. You are a bumblebee and you go from flower to flower to flower only to taste honey for yourself. You don't care about flowers. If you give any pain to the flowers or anything, you don't care. So Krishna is just like you. He goes from one flower to another only drinking honey. We never wanted to meet with Krishna, but by force, he made us drink the nectar of his lips, which made us become intoxicated. So we forgot everything, our homes and family members. But that Krishna, we know that he's just like you. He went from gopi to gopi, and he drank the madhu, the honey of their praying, and became intoxicated. And just as a bumblebee becomes intoxicated by the flowers, and then in bewilderment, he goes to a flower which has no fragrance, no scent, and no honey. So Krishna became intoxicated. Now he left us and went to Mathura. And now he's gone to flowers with no honey. Who is that?
Like the Kumja. There in Mathura, Kumja is there.
You know, we know that the goddess of fortune, she always serves the lotus feet of Krishna. Paricharitika tamta parapadma rupadma. Lakshmi Devi, she serves the lotus feet of Krishna. But you will not be able to persuade us to take up the service of Krishna, because we have experience. We know that he is a cheater. The goddess of fortune is very simple and very innocent. So she can be cheated by his cunning words. But we have experience of him. Anything you tell us about him is Purana. It is Krishna is described in the Puranas. So Radharani is saying, oh, whatever you tell us about Krishna, this is Purana. Means old news. We know him better than you. Kimiha bahu sadangre. Oh, why are you coming here? I see that you have six legs. So in this world, human beings are intelligent. But less intelligent than the human beings are the donkeys and asses and pigs and others. They have four legs. But oh, bumblebee, you have six legs. So how foolish you are. You are more foolish than any animal even. Why are you coming here to tell us about Krishna? We don't want to hear about him. You know, we know that Krishna is very, very cruel. Not only from the beginning of his life was he cruel, but we have heard from Purnamasi Devi that even in his previous life, he was very cruel. In his previous life, he was Ramchandra. And he took his bow and arrow and he shot Bali from behind a tree. So Kshatriyas, they're supposed to fight face to face. But from behind a tree, he has shot Bali, breaking all rules. He is so cruel. He cut off the nose and ears of Sarpanaka, the sister of Ravan. So just see what a history of cruelty to ladies he has. Oh, and in his avatar of the Vamandev, you know that Bali Maharaj surrendered his whole life to him. But what did Vamandev do? Bound him with snake ropes and pushed him down to Sutal, down to the lower planetary systems. So, many, many lifetimes, Krishna's quality is like this, very cruel, and such a cheater. Those who surrender to him, oh, he can take everything from them, and then later reject him. Oh, and Krishna is black. All types of those who are black, they are cheaters. Like who? Like cuckoo birds. Cuckoo birds are black, and they come and secretly throw the eggs out from the nest of the mother bird, and give their own eggs there. Then when the mother bird comes, she looks after them and feeds them. For a long time it becomes attached. Then one day the cuckoo comes and calls, woohoo, and those birds fly away. And that mother is crying, what happened? What happened to me? And you know crows? Crows are also very black. Crows are, what do they do? If anyone is carrying any fruit in a basket on their head, or they have any valuable things, the crows will come and attack them and try to steal them. So crows are also cheaters. All those who have black complexion, they are cheaters. So I don't want to hear any more about this black fellow who is such a cheater. Oh, the bumblebee asked, if you don't want to speak about Krishna anymore, then why are you talking about him again and again and again? Radharani said, Tadalamasita Sakya Dushtajata Katarta. Oh, I don't want to have any, I give up all relationship with that Krishna. I cut my relationship with him completely. I can do this. But this is the sad plight that I am in. Though I can give up Krishna, I cannot give up Krishna Katar. I cannot give up speaking about him. Why? Yadanu Charita Leela Karnapi Usabi Prut Sakadana Viduta Dandavas Vinanasha. Oh, if this nectar of Harikata, the pastimes of Krishna, will go inside the ear of anyone, what will happen? Their dedication to the dualities of life completely broken. Their dedication to Dharma will be completely broken. They will leave their family, they will leave everything. And, oh, Krishna will make them cry forever. And on the other side, their family will also, they will also be crying forever. And that person who, due to hearing the nectar of Krishna's Harikatha, has left everything, they will have to wander here and there, like a homeless bird. They will become a street beggar. And they will have no way to maintain their life. Their life will be completely ruined. This is the effect of hearing. Radharani is saying, oh, who is that person who first put Harikatha in my ears? Oh, if I could find that person, I would teach them such a good lesson that they would not do such a cruel thing ever again. So be careful. Don't listen to any Harikatha. Don't listen to the pastimes of Krishna about the beauty of Krishna, because your life will be ruined, and I am the witness. I am a witness to that fact. Radharani said, Krishna is cruel. How? Oh, Vairitamiva Jiva Vivide Sadadhana. Just like a hunter in the forest, he plays on a flute. And the deers who are in the forest, they listen to the sound of that flute and they become enchanted. But then what does the hunter do? He comes with his weapon and he stabs that deer. So Krishna is like that. We were young and innocent. We did not know how, what kind of situation we were being involved in. We had no idea what would happen to us. But only by hearing the very sweet flute singing of Krishna, we became enchanted. And we put faith in the words of Krishna. Krishna told us, Na pariyam niravadyu samyadyam swasarupityam vibudaya shapiva. Oh, you are my most beloved. I cannot live without you. I can never repay you if I were to serve you for thousands and thousands of lifetimes. And we believe in his words. But now what are we feeling? Oh, we are feeling the very sharp pain. Feeling the sharp pain, remembering the touch of the nails of Krishna. Not once, as a deer is killed by the spear of the hunter. But again and again, when we remember the touch of the nails of Krishna, we feel pain again and again. What can we do? Just at that moment, the bumblebee disappeared. Then Radharani became afraid. Oh, I have criticized Krishna in so many ways to his messenger. Now the messenger has gone back to Mathura to tell Krishna all of the things that I said about him. Oh no, this is very terrible. Krishna will become upset. Because she only wants Krishna's happiness. Out of love, she's telling these things. Then at the next moment, that bumblebee returned. And seeing that the bumblebee returned, then Radharani, she was very happy. Oh, Krishna is not angry with me. He forgave me for all the things that I said. And then she began to speak in a very humble mood to that bumblebee. Apibata matapuriyam aryaputra dunaste smarati sapitrigeyan saumya bandhams chagopyam. She said, oh bumblebee, now Krishna has just returned to Madhupuri from where he had been in Ujjain for his education, and he had returned there from Gurukul. Now Krishna has returned to Madhupuri. Can you tell us something? Smarati pamsapitrigeyan saumya bandhams chagopyam. Oh Saumya, she's using the word Saumya to refer to the bumblebee. But this was the name given by Krishna to Uddhav when he left Mathura to come. So Uddhav was listening and thinking, oh, she's talking to me. Huh? Radharani said, oh, gentle bumblebee, Is it that sometimes Krishna remembers his father's house? Does he remember Yashoda Maya, Nanda Baba, some of your bandhus and his bandhus? Sri Ram, Suva, Ajula, Bangastoka, Krishna, Madhu, Mango, Utva, Basant, Konkul, Bringa? So many friends, does he remember them? Oh, Katanapri Sakrit Katan, does he sometimes remember us also? King Karyanam Grihite, whom he accepted as his own maidservants? Does he speak about us, either positively or negatively? Sometimes, is it that Krishna will say, oh, to the young girls of Mathura, you are very qualified and sophisticated. You are more qualified and beautiful than those village girls that I grew up with in Vrindavan. You know so many arts, more than them. Does he speak negatively? Or does he sometimes say, oh, I have been to many places here and there, but no one is so beautiful and qualified as Gopis of Vrindavan? Oh, and will Krishna return? Bhuja Madhagur Aguru Sugandam Nodya Rastat Katalo. Will he come back to Vrindavan one day and speak to us? Oh, Srimati Radhika, oh Gopis of Vrindavan, I went to Mathura here and there, but I never met anyone who was so beautiful and qualified and whose love was as great as yours. And saying this, will Krishna very kindly take his hand, which is fragrant like a guru, and place it upon our heads and give his blessing. In this way, Radhika began to cry and she fainted, became unconscious. And Uddhava was watching all these things and struck with wonder. He had never seen praying like this. What is this? Mahabhav, Adhirudabhav, more than that, Divyonalad, Chichajalpa, and the Udgirna. And in this way, Uddhava, he saw the highest praying of all, which was expressed by Srimati Radhika.
Oh, now hearing all these things, Divyonmat and Chitta by Chitta he saw, and he was in wonder. I have not heard or not seen like this. And he began to pray, all gopis. O gopis, I am indebted to you that you have served Krishna and loved Krishna in such a way that now Krishna is yours only. Not to anyone. Bhauti nam adhokhaje. Oh, he has donated himself in the lotus feet of all the gopis. O gopis, in separation mood, and you have what you have told, you have done so much anugraha. Mercy. Sprinkled mercy on us. Otherwise, how could I have known all these things? Divyonmad and all other things. Gopis are telling, we have left our father, mother, husband and everything, position and everything, only for Krishna. And this cheater never remembers us. Don't come and tell us that, oh, Prabhu wants to make a sandhi from you. Sandhi means?
Compromise.
Compromise. We cannot compromise. Now, I have seen all these things. It is very wonderful. Oh, I have brought something, sandesh, message, oh, from Krishna. I cannot satisfy you. I cannot pacify you. Oh, only the sandesh, message that Krishna has given, it can. So Uddhava began to console them. Satisfy them. But their love and affection, separation would become so high that they began to tell again, Uddhava, we don't want to remember him. If he can forget us, why not we? But this is the point. We cannot forget. We want, but cannot. Oh, Now how Krishna will come here? He has married so many beautiful wives. In number, how many? 16,108. They are seeing in future also, and then telling to Krishna, Uddhava, why he will come? Now he is the king of Mathura and Dwarka. He cannot come. Oh. But when we go to forget him in Govardhan, on the bank of river, at once some remembrance comes that this is the same ghat where Krishna used to play with us. This is Govardhan where we used to dance and sing Maharaj. So everywhere we remember Krishna. And then what became? At once they were weeping so bitterly that Srimati Radhika began to tell, He Nath, Ramanath, Brajanathati Nasham, Magnam Uddhara, Govinda, Gokulam, Vijinarnava. Oh, Nath. Nath means our master, most beloved. He Ramanath. Ramanath, husband of Rama, Mahalakshmi. But here Mahalakshmi is Radha. Oh, you have come to take away all our sufferings. Aarti means Mangdam Buddhara Gopi. Oh, Gokul? Go, Gopi, go, covered boys, Gwalba, and cops and cops. All are dying in your separation. Oh, please come. And Uddhara, you should make deliver him. From where? Oh, separation. Arna means samudra, ocean, endless, undless, endless, deepless, like bridge. This is separation. It is like that. We are all sinking. Please come and take us out. Otherwise, all we die, myself, all. Then Uddhava told that my life is now successful by sin. And then he began to pray so many things. Only I am telling only one, two shlok, and then I will finish today because time is now over. Asamaho charanarein jisamahan syam Vrindavane kimap gulmalat ausadhinam Jadustajan svajan arjapathan chahitva bheje mukanda padaven sukhin. Asamaho, I am praying in the lotus feet of O Lords of Lords, Supreme Lord. That in the lotus feet of Krishna, because he knows that he is also Supreme Lord. So his brain. Oh, Vrindavane kimap gulmalatausha. I want to serve the lotus dust of Vrindavane. Even to a gulma lata, creeper, very small plants, on which any gopi can go at the time of Isha meeting Krishna, and she will keep her feet, lotus feet there. So I want to be any grass, blade of grass, gulma lata, so that gopis can keep their lotus feet on my head. And then my life is successful. Krishna is Supreme Lord. Oh, it is very hard to please him. But dustajam, jadustajam svajan arjapathan chahitva. Oh, gopis, asuhai, divyon mad mahabhav, madanakyabhav. That if anyone will remember gopis, Krishna will at once be what? Come to that bhakti. And he will give his full mercy to them. Srutubhi Mribhigyam. Lotus feet of Krishna is Ved cannot achieve. But if anyone remember gopis and especially Radhika, Krishna will be controlled. Javai Sriyachit Ajadibhi Aptakamai Yogvaiswari Rapijadatman Niras Gostam Krishna Satat Bhagavata Charanarvindam Nastam Tanesh Vijahu Parirabdhatam. Oh, lotus feet of Krishna is very, very much durlabha.
Rare.
So, even Lakshmi, oh, Brahma, Shankar, and all the Aptarishi, Yogeshwari Rapi, oh, they worship Lakshmi, and very hard to have her mercy. What to tell the lotus feet of Krishna? Very rare for Yogeshwar Api. Yogeshwar means Brahma, Shankar, oh, Sukadev, Bhishma and others. Very rare. But gopis, what did? That very rare lotus feet of Krishna, they put on their breast and they make Vijahu Parirabhyatapam. And they, what is it? Usko taap jo hriday mein ho raha tha, usko dur kiya, shant kiya, Krishna ke charno ko rakh karke.
By holding the lotus feet of Krishna upon their breast, they drove away the burning sensation of the love for Krishna that was giving them so much affliction.
So Uddhav began to pray. Bande Nanda Brijeshtina. Padrenum Aphikshna Sahjasan Harikothodvil Punat Gonatra. Oh, I am praying your lotus feet of. I am doing bandana of lotus feet of Brijeshtina, all the gopis of Nanda Baba village. Even one particle of their dust. It means that he wants one dust of Radhika, lotus feet. So he is doing pranam and bandana to gopis, lotus dust, jasa. The gopis in separation mode. What they told here and before at the time of Rasleela, Jayati Tiyadika, all these things. By hearing whole world, whole universe will be
purified.
And then he prayed to all the gopis, now I want to go to Krishna and tell Krishna all the gopis, all the goats, cows and cowherds, all will die. You should at once come. You should at once come. Oh, should I tell to Radhika? Then gopis are telling, especially Radha, don't tell Krishna. If he is happy there, he must be there. If he crushes our heart, no heart. We are Krishna. Krishna is our most beloved. And he is very soft. If he will hear that we are all dying in the separation of Krishna, then hearing this, Krishna may give up his life at once. He is very sure. Don't tell. You can tell a very, what, minute. And then, like, if there is a old cloth, now it has become more old, so old. And if there is water, then you should twist not so thought that it will
break
up. Ye phat jayega.
If you bring out an old piece of cloth forcibly, then the cloth will break into pieces and tear.
So don't tell Krishna all these things, otherwise he will hear. Suffering will come. And he cannot survive himself. Don't tell. After that, Uddhava went. He was fearing. That gopis how high class of love and all these things. But why Krishna left them? If I will be here, it may be that Krishna will give up me. Because he was Mathura. He was the Pratinidhi. So, he was fearing. And he could not be in the association of gopis. And he came and told Krishna. Krishna was lamenting them. I have told very, very brief. Anyone who will explain all these things, he will feel separation, very high class. But our heart is like a stone, not melting, because of upper offenses. If you will make your heart pure. Not criticize anyone. Don't criticize anyone. Try to follow Trinadapishanavati Dishesri. And the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita. What?
Nectar.
Then very soon, you will be very strong devotee. And you can feel all these things. Weeping and weeping whole day and night. It may. And then Krishna and Radha may come and give their darshan. Go, Premananda. They should come, otherwise
you will pronounce your name, and as you are receiving your name, come and bring your offering also. First to stand up, Divi Team Buna. Where is he?
Damodar Prabhu ki.
Quickly.
Give me.
Sehas or Vedas. Bhumati, Bhuna. Bharat. Where is you?
What name? Oh, Charu Chandrika Devi ki.
Devi Bharat. Please stand up.
Charu Chandrika? No.
Dhanishta. Another one.
Dhanishtha Devi ki.
Kesan Lochan, please stand up.
Lochan Das Prabhu ki. Lochan Das.
Rita Lochan.
Achyut Priya Dasi ki. Achyut Priya man, beloved of Krishna.
Receiving Diksha, Ramanath Das Prabhu.
What name?
Also receiving Diksha, Nanda Kishore Prabhu.
Oh, Nanda Kishore Prabhu ki.
chanting Harinam. Sudansham Dokman Dokaram.
What your name? Nand Kishore. Nand Kishore Prabhu ki. Oh, Sudarshan Prabhu ki jai. Sudarshan.
Receiving Harinam Lakshman Dokaram.
Lakshman Das Prabhu ki.
Receiving Harinam Raspati Jai Gopal. Jai Gopal. Jai Gopal.
Jai Gopal. Try to follow me. Oh. By any machine, you can make it short. Otherwise, you look like Muslim.
Your name Raglekha.
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 Oh, Raglekha Devi ki.
Vishnu Das Prabhu. Vishnu Das Prabhu.
Vishnu. Oh, Vishnu. Oh, Vishnu Das Prabhu ki jai.
Sian Lal Si Krishna.
Sanatan.
Oh, Sanatan Das ki jai. Sanatan.
Richard Abil Om.
Raghunath.
Oh, Raghunath Prabhu ki.
Danola Smith, please stand up.
Danola. Shashikala. Shashikala.
Oh, Shashikala Dasi ki. Shashikala. Give me your.
Receiving Diksha Malati Dasi.
Malati Dasi ki.
Receiving Shiksha Makanchor Das Pro.
Makanchor. Finish.
Shiksha. Now. One baby. One baby trains in a.
What is this?
Great. This is
why not announce Uttama Bas Hans and Maitreya?
One second, one second.
Then also one son of Tamopaha Prabhu. Where is Tamopaha Prabhu? You love?
Yeah.
Father Maras.
No. So what happened? You announce his name. What happened on his father? His father not in his head.
You can come instead of your son. Maitreya Das Prabhu. Receive initiation.
His son, not he.
Maitreya.
Maitreya Prabhu ki.
Yeah.
And other son?
No.
Two sons.
Yeah, Keshava also.
And Keshav Das Prabhu ki.
Kittan.
Will you bring your baby for grace ceremony?
Kittan, Kittan.
She can come there and...
I told her to come. She's initiated today.
Thus ends the class on the 10th of February 2003 in Coral Springs, Florida. Hare Krishna.